Turn to picture 2, book 4. Naomi tried to make her daughters-in-law to return to their parents' home. In this photo, you can see Orpha decided to take the advice of Naomi, and she returned to her people in Moab. But Ruth refused completely. Naomi said, "Look, Orpha has gone back to her people and to her gods." But Ruth said, "Where you go, I will go. Where you stay, I will stay. Your people will be my people, and your God will be my God. Where you die, I will die. Nothing but death will separate me from you." Naomi now saw that there was no use arguing with Ruth. So together they went to Bethlehem. When they arrived in Bethlehem, it was about the time for harvesting crops. The people of the city were surprised to see them, and the women of the city said, "Can this be Naomi?" Ruth refused to leave her mother-in-law, even though Naomi tried to get her to stay with her own people. Ruth loved Naomi so much that she was willing to leave her own people, her own country, and go to a foreign country, to a foreign people, and to stay with Naomi. Naomi was poor. She had no husband, no sons, no home, but that did not matter to Ruth. Her love for Naomi was so great that these things did not matter. My friends, listen to what Romans chapter 8 and verse 35 to 39 says. "Who shall separate us from the love of Christ? Shall trouble or hardship or persecution or famine or nakedness or danger or sword? As it is written, for your sake we face death all day long. We are considered as sheep to be slaughtered. No, in all these things, we are more than conquerors through him who loved us." Can you truly say that nothing in all this world can separate you from the love of God?